TV.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Yes, my friends, we are now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast here in Austin, Texas. It's everything Rolling Stones. It is absolute worship of three little spindly, skinny old men with pot bellies flapping around, prancing around, waving their arms around, everyone kneeling before them, worshiping them. But hell, we worship George Bush, a sputtering, stuttering, low-grade moron, so why not love the Rolling Stones? I say, all right, look, I'm irreverent, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be shocking. I like a few Rolling Stones songs, but I mean, they don't hold a candle to Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd or any, and I just hear the ultimate rock band on planet Earth is entering Austin, Texas. Everyone start worshiping them. Name your children after them. And I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, crank it up. Yeah, here we go. I just can't help it. No, seriously. Let me get serious here. I like Vince Young when he was at UT. I even like UT football. But when something becomes religious, when something gets hyped to the 10 millionth degree, I just automatically turn away from it. I mean, people who call into this show telling me how great I am during the week, well, my weekday show, you hear me just go, please stop, because there's just something distasteful. I mean, with me personally, it's a pet peeve that, I mean, this Rolling Stone thing got hyped so much that I'm not going to listen to it. I'm not going down there just because of the way it got hyped. Plus, it turns into a big nightmare. But I guess that's how hype works. You know what I'm upset about? You know what I think is really important? It's the fact that the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights have been completely and totally dismantled, totally eviscerated. And that's not Alex Jones putting some hyperbole or hyping something. That's what all the constitutional scholars are saying. That's what real conservatives are saying. And I consider myself to be a paleo-conservative. Please don't compare me to what we see today. And then they have the nerve to lie and say that Patriot Act doesn't affect citizens and is non-terror related, and that this new Military Commissions Act doesn't affect citizens when it clearly says it in the bill. That upsets me, and that makes me angry. Aren't you tired of being lied to? Did you know that 4 weeks ago in Canada, it was all over the Canadian press, only in a few U.S. newspapers here, did you know that they had the official North American Union government meeting with the three branches of Canada, Mexico, and the United States? All three governments, their meeting, officially writing up the operating system of the new North American Union. Did you know that 2 weeks ago, and it was in Reuters, it was in the Korean Times, it was in the Tokyo newspaper, but not in our paper, not in our papers, that the Asian Union is now official? And you go, well, again, that's just the future. That's the next step. That's the next wave. No, it isn't. They want to abolish national sovereignty because there's liberty and freedoms codified in our Declaration of Independence, in our Bill of Rights, in our Constitution. There's even some rights codified in the Canadian Constitution or the Mexican Constitution. Under this new system, take the World Bank, the IMF. They're not governmental. They're private. Take the World Trade Organization with more control over our trade than our Congress because they gave away their authority, 9 years ago. That is a private group. They work at the behest of private global corporations, and this is where mainline conservatives go wrong. These so-called global corporations are not free market. They have their own militaries, their own security, their own intelligence. They pay off politicians. They get the lion's share of corporate welfare that you and I pay. Look, you're mad about some woman with five kids on welfare? So am I. But you better understand that is a small percentage of corporate welfare. But, oh, corporate welfare is okay because you think that's conservative. It is not conservative. And the very same corporate welfare you're paying for, I'd be a little more for it, but you know, I'm really a libertarian, so I wouldn't be, but I could handle it a little bit better if we still have jobs here. If these corporations that got corporate welfare from our government had some type of allegiance to this country. And look, I'm going all over the map here. It's because I'm frustrated. There's too many facets. There's too many things happening to ever properly cover it all. Unless I guess I did one subject per broadcast. And sometimes I think I should do that. I do that on my 3-hour daily show. I need to get 3 hours here out of the KLBJ studios. We'll try to do that soon. And with the syndicated broadcast we're now doing here, because I need to do an hour where I just settle down and cover one issue. That's what I do on the syndicated show. Well, this is syndicated now too, so. I keep thinking of the 5-6 weeks before, while we were developing the show, that it wasn't syndicated. Let me just go through some of the other news. I mean, just here at the KLBJ studios in Austin, Texas, during the breaks, I've seen about 10 things I want to talk about. In fact, where is that? I had that report here in front of me. Oh, here it is. This is in today's business and personal finance section. Carbon credits market seen as ripe for abuse. And this is an AP article in the Statesman. System for combating greenhouse gas emissions has forsaken principles, critics say. This is a very complex issue. I could talk for an hour about it, but I want to go to your calls. And I've got all these other issues to talk about. New 9/11 information I want to cover. I want to read Pat Tillman's brother's letter. It's poignant. It's painful. It makes me want to cry. It's all coming up, but do you understand that, number one, global warming isn't real? Yes, global warming isn't real. Wait. Climate change, violent climate change, is real. But they simplify it down for you, and they call it global warming. And why do they do that? Who created the theory of peak oil, or we're running out of oil? Now, we have the actual documents where they hired a PR firm 11 years ago to create it. Was it some liberal environmental group? No, it was Dutch Royal Shell. Queen Beatrix again. It's always her. Every time she pops up, like the devil or something. It's like Rumsfeld. Every time I find some new evil report or some arming of some dictator with nukes or botulism or anthrax, it's always Rumsfeld. You know, Iraq, North Korea, everybody. It was the same thing with Queen Beatrix and Dutch Royal Shell. They're involved in everything. And they finance the phony environmental movements, which are there to devalue property rights, there to get the general public to buy in to taking people's farms, their ranches. Here in Austin, Save Our Springs, co-opted a bunch of hippies. They took 15,000-plus acres in Southwest Travis County. Everybody forgot about it. They took the building restrictions off and sold it to select corporations. It's the same thing with global warming. Even if you believe in global warming, let's not argue that. Their solution has nothing to do with global warming. Their solution is a global tax, but they won't even call it that. They call it a credit. If you use too much fuel, if you use too much energy, you got to pay a tax. But then if you cut back, they even give you a credit. Now, that's just a mumbo-jumbo way of saying global tax, and it's only on Europe, the U.S., and Canada. It is not on China. It is not on India and 167 other countries. And finally, I almost fell over out there in the, I don't know what you call that, kind of the communal area out there in the hive here at the KLBJ labyrinthine parential studios. Parential is, that's not even a word, palatial. Oh, I'm losing my mind. Carbon credits market seen as ripe for abuse. System for combating greenhouse gas emissions has forsaken principles. See, that's always the well-meaning people who help push this don't understand. It's always about a tax. It's always about control. It's the big polluters that are pushing all of this. You understand? No, you can't figure that out. You can't understand. Just open up a major magazine, something like National Geographic, which the whole thing is anti-human, anti-development, anti-freedom, and every other advertisement is Dutch Royal Shell or ExxonMobil. They're pushing this neo-feudalist agenda. And it goes on to say that as the world grows warmer, poorer nations are helping the rich by reining in heat-trapping gases in a multi-billion dollar carbon trade. But it turns out that's not really the case. It's a global tax. It has nothing... A volcano spews more emissions than all the cars and all the factories in the last 100 years. That's official numbers. Again, they create some false threat, get you to jump on board when it has nothing to do with climate change. I'll tell you what's causing climate change when we get back. Then we'll go to your calls. We're going to do a bunch of other issues. Stay.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 20th, 2006. Gold opened at $596.40 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $628.30. Again, that's $628.30 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins.
Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering the creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free, 877-590-5525.
All right, we're back live. Quit screwing around in there. They're making me laugh in the control room. For so many years, I've done the broadcast either out of a studio at my house and I have a studio at my office, which is a nice professional studio hooked into the folks that run it out of Minnesota with the satellite uplinks. But here, looking through the glass, always communicating with people in the control room, it's a lot of fun. Okay, I'm going to go to Corey and Charlie and Steve and others here in just a moment. The number is 877-595-525. Here locally in Central Texas, 836-0590. Or you can call toll-free on the wireless as well. And, in fact, where is that here on the sheet? I guess they changed it. All right, seriously. I was mentioning before the break that I was going to tell you what's really causing climate change. So I'm not arguing that there isn't climate change. But the fact is there's always climate change. We're on a 12,000-year cycle of going in and out of cooling and heating. And the ice core samples show that. And it's clear that volcanoes and asteroid impacts and other things of this nature generate many, 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 many times the amount of carbons and greenhouse gases that supposedly heat our atmosphere because of interactions with the sun. So why then are they claiming that they need to have a global tax to combat global warming when global warming hasn't been proven? What's been proven is continual, ongoing climate change. What does NASA say and other scientific bodies, what do they say about it? They say, and this is actually what most climatologists say and most meteorologists say, that it's the sun. They thought that the last 11.5-year cycle was the hottest ever recorded. That is the most radiation, different wavelengths, different rays being generated by the sun out past Mercury and then, of course, crossing Venus and hitting our planet, third rock out from the sun. What is causing it? The sun. And the sun just ended its supposed 11.5-year cycle and is heating up even more. The sun, NASA's reporting, with current increases, if it continues to increase in this cycle, and this is what they're predicting, will, in the next 6 years, peaking in the next 12-year cycle, 11.5-year cycle, will double in its brightness. Something's going on with the sun. And I assure you, no amount of global taxes are going to fix that problem. All right, there's a reason the Earth gets hot and gets cold. There's a reason we have flash ice ages. And by the way, they're saying the sun heating up may actually cause another ice age. You'd think it would heat things up, but see, if it heats things up, then it causes that much more precipitation that then falls on the ice caps, then expands them, then the ice caps reflect more light, and it can actually, despite the sun being brighter, cool things down even quicker. This is pretty complex stuff, and I don't claim to be one of the experts. I just read what the experts are saying, who aren't part of some, you know, paid-off group by the UN pushing a global tax. Let's go ahead and take calls. Let's talk to Charlie in Dripping Springs, then Corey in Southern California. Charlie, welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I have two questions for you, one immediate and one I've always wanted to ask you. First of all, you've always said that taking back power starts at the city and the local and the county and the state, state election candidates. I was wondering, is there any kind of clearinghouse or on the web or print or anything where a person can find out what each candidate stands for and what they voted for and their history and things like that?
There are. The John Birch Society does that at a federal level. There are lots of watchdog groups that do that at the state and local level. But a lot of times they have a dog in the fight, as they say. And so you can't really trust how the Democrats review candidates. You can't really trust how Republicans review candidates. Really, it's a good rule to actually find out the voting record or the stance of each candidate. It takes a lot of personal work, but
I've never been trustful of a conservative, of even a conservative. You know, I've never been real happy with those. I need to find out what these people actually did in their time.
Well, I agree with you. It just takes a lot of work. I'll tell you this. I'm not voting for Rick Perry for governor. I'm not voting for Strayhorn. I mean, Friedman, who I've interviewed in studio, is kind of a clown, but, you know, at least he's not as establishment. I mean, I don't trust Strayhorn. Strayhorn is a big operative. She's fooled a lot of people. And, so people, you know, I would vote for Kinky Friedman personally.
Yeah. You know, I've always thought that the more votes you throw to an independent or a libertarian, the more it scares the big two.
Well, we always I've should. Always you know, people always say, well, I like the third party. I like the libertarian. I like the constitutionalist. I like the green person, but I'm not going to vote for them because I'd be throwing it away. You're not going to build those parties unless you start doing that. Any other questions?
I always told, I've always told people, unless you vote an independent or libertarian, you're not going to scare the big two. You're just not going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. We get 55-60% turnouts on big federal elections and 8% locally on average in this country, and that happens to be Austin. I think Austin's 8.6 in the last election. It needs to be 50% locally. It needs to be people know, because that's where the real power is. The media makes a big circus out of national and state elections, and state are important, but state and local are more important than federal now, because the lobbyists have bought off the feds. I mean, you're really fighting what there are something like 2 full-time paid lobbyists for every member of the House and 4 full-time paid lobbyists for every member of the Senate. I mean, it's hard to compete with that. Let's go ahead and take a call from Corey in Southern California. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I wanted to get your comment on Stephen Jones. But I also wanted to talk about the 9/11 hijackers.
Sure. For those that didn't know, Professor Stephen Jones of Brigham Young University took early retirement. He's a real scientist, and he, of course, has done a lot of work for the federal government, disproving or proving other hypotheses. And he believes that 9/11 was an inside job from the evidence. And the neocons went after him, smeared him, tried to force him out, so he's voluntarily leaving. It's a great blow to academia, and he's been a Republican, lifelong Republican. They always say we're a bunch of commie liberals. No, well, we're patriots, and so that's my take on that. But I mean, because you mentioned Stephen Jones, go ahead.
But I mean, yeah, he's the greatest guy in the whole world. I'm just glad that they didn't just fire him, and that was that. I'm just glad that he got retirement and all that good stuff.
Sure. What was your other point?
And then I wanted to talk about the 9/11 hijackers because, I just have so many different questions about them. Who were they? Were they really Al-Qaeda? Were they with one of the intelligence agencies?
All we know is they were employees of the U.S. government. I mean, that is unquestionable, totally verified. Have you ever heard me speak to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have the FBI informants who live with them.
We have them trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. We have them trained at Defense Language School. The dean of the school, the colonel, went public and said, this is an inside job. This was 2 months after 9/11. It was in the AP. It was in the San Jose Mercury News. And he said, I'm the dean. Three of these guys were trained at our base. These are U.S. government agents. Something's wrong here. And then we have 2 different U.S. embassy heads on record saying they were told they were U.S. government agents, let them back in the country. There's no debating that these guys were U.S. government agents. Do you want to add more? I mean, do you have any other questions?
I'll wait till the break.
Well, I got to... You want me to hold you over? I really can't do that, my friend. We're going to come right back and get to more calls because I got 2 other stories I got to hit, and we're almost out of time.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in 1 tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-338-7074 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-338-7074. 1-800-338-7074.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
You know, I got myself into trouble on this live Sunday edition. I said I was going to read this letter by Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman's brother, really decrying what's happening right now with this criminal administration. We got Charlie, Joel, Henry, and a bunch of other callers all over the country calling in. I don't know what to do. Got Joel calling in from Cleveland off one of our affiliates. And I need to get to this, and I also promised to cover this little piece here. Robert Steele concludes there is evidence to indict Cheney and Rove on involvement in 9/11 as a coup d'etat. And, of course, Robert Steele was the highest-ranking civilian member of the U.S. Marine Corps intelligence from 88 to 92. He's a former clandestine service case officer, high-level for the CIA, and he is a founder and CEO of a National Intelligence Marine Corps organization and a bunch of other groups here. I'm trying to run through this fast. Also the founder of OSS.net, and he also, of course, campaigned for Bush and said vote for Bush in 2004. He's a big national Republican, very highly respected, a conservative, and he's done a complete analysis, research of 9/11, and has concluded that at the bare minimum, it is a inside job orchestrated and provocateur, and it looks like worse. Because if you really look at 9/11, instead of the straw men the media builds, and again, by straw man, they don't attack what we really say about it. They make false claims about what we're saying and then go dismantle those arguments. That's what Homeland Security through their minions in the media have been doing to us. And it's not effective, and that's why it's blowing up in your face. It's not working. Of course, former section chief of the CIA and a former head of an entire division of the CIA, their Foreign Threat Office, has gone public. Bill Christensen, Dr. Bill Christensen, saying it's a total inside job. German defense minister has gone public saying total inside job. I mean, if I tried to list everybody who said, Bill Doyle, head of the biggest 9/11 victims families group, says it's an inside job, and most members of the 7,000-plus family member group say it's an inside job. I've been to New York. The majority of the police walk up and shake your hand and say, oh, thank you, it's an inside job. They want me to fly to Fox News Studios next Saturday. Now, I've only missed one of these shows. We may have somebody sitting in next week. I'm going to try to make Fox News do it via satellite. Why do they want to fly? They always want to do this. Fly me to New York just to be on Fox for 10 minutes, two segments, next Saturday on Man Cow Show. We'll see what happens. I may just get on a plane and come back that night, but I'm tired of beating my brains out. We'll see what happens. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Joel in Cleveland. He wants to talk about secret societies. Joel, welcome, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex.
How are you listening? Are you listening to our Ohio affiliate?
Yeah. Actually, I listen to you over your podcast. I can't get the signal.
Yeah, because we've got a station that goes into Cleveland, 900 a.m.
Yeah, I'm a little far north for them.
Gotcha. Sorry. Go ahead.
I've noticed that the only thing snowballing faster and bigger than the 9/11 truth movement is your ego.
Yes. Yes, it's true.
No, I'm just joking.
Hey, man.
I do admire you, and I agree with about 92% of what you say. And I'm only calling in to disagree because you want people to.
Okay, but let me just stop you. Actually, sir, I love life. I am totally in love with the beauty of nature. I am just totally tuned into the majesty of being alive, being here, seeing all of this. And if I come across as arrogant, it's not arrogant. I'm aggressive. I'm upset. I have to get hyped up to do this show.
Actually, I know. I was just playing with you.
Okay. Well, it's fine, though, because I need to be knocked back down to size. Frankly, I do have an ego, and it's out of control. But go ahead.
That's what makes you fun to listen to.
Okay. What's on your mind, my friend?
Okay, here's my question. Why do you have such admiration for the Founding Fathers when they were in the exact same occult Illuminati societies as all the current leaders that you...
Well, it is true that a lot of them were Masons, but most Masons are not in the higher levels and involved in all that stuff. And George Washington, before he died, wrote that the Masons were being taken over by, quote, black lodges. Has nothing to do with black people, you know, the Illuminati. And the Illuminati's real. It's in the encyclopedia, folks. And, I mean, he fought in the snow. You know, they went across the frozen Delaware River. They did go into Trenton. They did take on, you know, eight times their numbers at New York and Boston. But, I mean, they were incredible people, and they did have a great idea, and I've really studied the Founding Fathers. And compared to our leaders, they were gods, okay?
Well, I agree that they were better, but I mean, they weren't just Masons. I mean, you had Benjamin Franklin,
the Hellfire Club, mainstream news, huge sex orgies, Satan worship, dead bodies uncovered of small children. The Times of London reported at his home in London. He was a British agent the whole time. Benjamin Franklin worked against us the whole time.
Yeah. Okay, and
listen, I'm out of time, real quick.
Okay. You know what? My next question's too big, so
go ahead, throw it out. I'm not going to stop you. What is it?
Okay, the other thing I disagree with you about is when you explain the driving force for why the Illuminati does what they do, and you say
it's because
that
they don't want us to have the life extension technologies. They want it for themselves.
Oh, no, I'm talking about when you say that it's social Darwinism. And I would disagree with that.
Darwinism has nothing to do with Darwinism. It's saying we're the elite because we're in power. We have the right to kill and rule whoever we want, and that is their attitude.
Yeah, but that does not explain. Social Darwinism does not explain why they've been in every ruling family has been interbreeding for thousands and thousands of years.
Well, that's what elites always do. That's what royalty does, to keep the power in the family. Listen, I appreciate your call. We got to move. I don't want to cheat everybody now, time-wise. International Money Powers, Charlie. I don't know where Charlie's calling from. Charlie, where are you calling us from?
Fulfilling Prophecy.
Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Got to let you go, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Henry in Del Valley. Go ahead, Henry. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good show.
Listen, I'd like to find out what your take is on this American Union, and I'm sure you know about it already.
Yeah, you must have just joined us.
It's a couple of lawsuits, I think. One is in Irwin, Texas, and the other one is in Roy City, Texas.
Yes.
The Department for not speaking Spanish.
Yes, the majority of counties have signed on against the North American Union. Texas business owners are getting letters saying, here's your American Union ID number. And I'm not familiar with the point you raised. What's happening about speaking Spanish?
Well, you didn't know that?
Fill me in.
There's two lawsuits I heard the other day on one of his talk programs over in Irwin, Texas, and I think that one in Roy City, wherever that is. And it's they're filing lawsuits. I think it's civil because they arrested some illegals or Hispanics that couldn't speak any English or understand English, and the police weren't fluent in Spanish. And they're suing the police departments.
Well, I know that illegal aliens are now suing businesses that fire them when they find out they're illegal. And I know the Roy City's up by Dallas. It's east of Dallas.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's, boy, I tell you, I used to go fishing out there in a lake. We'd also ride around with 22 shooting nutria swamp rats. But that's high life right there, buddy.
I'm ready. I think it was one of these programs that late night talk shows, either Kenny Rohmeyer or somebody like that had somebody on that knew more about that.
Well, I'm ignorant, sir, so I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, and do you know anything coming down the pipe that they would eventually maybe use the Mexican police?
Oh, yes, sir. That's actually in the official In fact, I meant to get to that. That's in my stack of mainstream news off of the Army Times.
Yes.
They say Mexican troops will patrol America, and that is actually in my stack, and I didn't have time. It's up on prisonplanet.com right now, Army Times. They've signed the North American Agreement, and Mexico is going to be given major port facilities in Chicago, in Kansas City, and actually east of Austin. And U.S. troops and police will be in Mexico ruling the Mexicans. Mexicans will be here ruling us, and Canadians will be down here ruling us. And I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. Again, you couldn't make stuff up this crazy. We got to go to break. And when we get back from break, I'm in an emergency here. I got loaded phone lines, and I got to read Pat Tillman's letter. I'm going to give each caller about 30 seconds, and I'm not a good news reader when I read fast. I'm actually real good if I read slow. Sound like Peter Jennings with a Texas accent. Being sarcastic. Point is, I'm going to try to read the Pat Tillman's brother's letter. It's powerful stuff. We'll be right back. Final segment. Stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Revelation speaks of a great false church which has deceived the whole world. This great false church, the Whore of Babylon, is drunk on the blood of the saints. Have you always felt something just wasn't right with the churches? All the pagan propaganda, Easter eggs, idols, Christmas trees, memorials for the dead at Halloween? What about communion? Why would the Messiah institute a symbolic blood-drinking ceremony which breaks the Torah law as well as civilized social custom? Pastors and priests have no answers. Two Witnesses Ministries has solved the communion conspiracy. Order now this 175-page blockbuster entitled Communion, the Blood Fest of Babylon. Request a fax by writing P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas 79604. Or call now 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics, agents of Mystery Babylon, forge into a new covenant the blood-drinking abomination that is communion. Beware, damnation is pronounced upon this blood-drinking whore. Call now 325-572-3913.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
You're experiencing Alex Jones live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
Now, here's Alex Jones. You're experiencing Alex Jones, and you've got a headache now.
I just had to make fun of myself, because I like that liner. It's very nice, but you talk about ego.
You're experiencing... Oh, he's so incredible.
Come on! I'm just having some fun. You got to be self-deprecating. All right, I'm going to try to talk to Pam, Charlie, and Patrick, but I got to read this Pat Tillman's brother's letter. How's that for English? Got to read Pat Tillman's brother's letter. Here it is. It's the end of the week. The start of a new week. For me, it just never ends. What is Sunday? The first day of the new week, or is it really kind of like the end of the weekend? Who knows? This is a report out of Common Dreams, and it says, after Pat's birthday, and that's the name of the article, and it's Kevin Tillman honors late brother's birthday with plea to speak up. And this report is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I recommend you go read it. He says, it's Pat's birthday on November 6th, with elections the day after that. It gets me thinking about a conversation I had with Pat before we joined the military. He spoke about the risk with signing the papers, how once we committed, we were at the mercy of the American leadership and the American people. The American people don't know anything, buddy. How we could be thrown in a direction not of our own volition. How fighting as a soldier would leave us without a voice until we got out. Much has happened since we handed over our voice. Somehow we were sent to invade a nation because it was a direct threat to the American people or to the world or harbored terrorists or was involved in September 11th attacks or received weapons-grade uranium from Niger. All this is lies, of course. Or had mobile weapons labs. That was for pumping up balloons. Or WMDs. Or had the need to be liberated. Or we needed to establish a democracy. Or stop an insurgency. Or stop a civil war we created that can't be called a civil war, even though it is something like that. Kevin Tillman, who I'm going to be interviewing soon. Kevin, it's meant to fail. That's how they stay there longer and make bigger profits. It's official documents, Kevin. And I know it didn't make any sense to you, but it makes sense to them. When Bush says that the strategy's working, he's telling the truth. Somehow, America has become a country that projects everything that it is not and condemns everything that it is. Somehow, our elected leaders were subverting international law and humanity by setting up secret prisons around the world, secretly kidnapping people, secretly holding them indefinitely, secretly not charging them with anything, secretly torturing them. Somehow, that overt policy of torture became the fault of a few bad apples in the military. That's right, who were following orders, by the way, and that's documented. And, by the way, they used the torture evidence in the fake trials. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Somehow, back at home, support for the soldiers meant having a 5-year-old kindergartner scribble a picture with crayons and send it overseas, or slapping stickers on the car, as I always say, made by Chinese slaves, or lobbying Congress for an extra pad and a helmet. It's interesting that a soldier on his 3rd or 4th tour should care about a drawing from a 5-year-old or a faded sticker on a car as his friends die around him, or an extra pad in his helmet as if it will protect him when an IED throws his vehicle 50 feet into the air as his body comes apart and his skin melts to the seat. Somehow, the more soldiers that die, the more legitimate the illegal invasion becomes. Somehow, American leadership, whose only credit is lying to its people and illegally invading a nation, has been allowed to steal the courage, virtue, and honor of its soldiers on the ground. Oh, I say that every day. I agree, Mr. Tillman, who served himself. He'll be called a traitor now by the pot-bellied neocons. Somehow, those afraid to fight an illegal invasion decades ago are now allowed to send soldiers to die for an illegal invasion they started. They're all a bunch of chicken hawks running for cover. Somehow, faking character, virtue, and strength is tolerated. Somehow, profiting from tragedy and horror is tolerated. Somehow, the death of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people is tolerated. Somehow, subversion of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution is tolerated. Somehow, suspension of habeas corpus for U.S. citizens is, and I added U.S. citizens, is supposed to keep this country safe. Somehow, torture is tolerated. Somehow, lying is tolerated. Somehow, reason is being discarded for faith, dogma, and nonsense. Somehow, American leadership managed to create a more dangerous world. That's the plan. It's a Ponzi scheme, brother. Somehow, a narrative is more important than reality. Somehow, Americans, on average, bro, don't know what a narrative is, okay? Somehow, America has become a country that projects everything that it is not and condemns everything that it is. Somehow, the most reasonable, trusted, and respected country in the world has become one of the most irrational, belligerent, and feared and distrusted countries in the world because the grandson of the top U.S. Nazi agents is now the president, fool. Again, and I'm not trying to call you a fool, but you just don't know how really bad it is, okay? We're in a lot of trouble here. We're all fools. I'm a fool. I didn't know how bad it was. Somehow, being politically informed, diligent, and skeptical has been replaced by apathy through active ignorance. That's right. You have to actively be an idiot not to know the truth. I agree with you. Somehow, the same incompetent, narcissistic, virtuous, vacuous, malicious criminals are still in charge of this country. Somehow, this is tolerated. Somehow, nobody is accountable for this. And he goes on to talk about how they're total criminals. And I am out of time for that. I want to take a few final calls. And I want to just say this. We've all been fools. We've all been in the dark. Believe me, all I do is study this. I spent 4 hours today studying. 4 hours. I could have been out in the beauty with my family, marching down a green belt, or fishing on a beautiful lake. I didn't do it for you, folks. I sat there reading documents until I got a headache. And let me tell you, I can't even with the words, with the voice box God gave me and the brain God gave me, I can't even tell you how bad it is. It's so bad, it blows my mind. Let's go ahead and talk to Charlie. Charlie, you're on KLBJ blasting out worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm sorry we got cut off earlier.
It's okay. Go ahead, sir. We're almost out of time.
I got to ask you something.
Yes, go ahead.
Something everybody always asks me. I'm not debating. This is from pure ignorance. Everybody asks me, well, if these international bankers and everything are trying to destroy America, what I'm asking is, why do they want to destroy our economy? That's their cash cow. That's what's
going on. No, sir.
I don't really understand.
Sure. Let me try to answer that.
Always whines at me like that.
Let me try to. No. Or they say, how can they fail in Iraq but they could carry out 9/11? You know, if Bush did it. Lindbergh Bush is a puppet. He didn't do it. The military-industrial complex did. No, their own Pentagon documents that are public say they want to, quote, fail. The war on drugs is meant to fail. It's all meant to go on and on and on and on and take over the entire economy. The central banks print the money, sir, and to consolidate and get total control, they have to blow out economies to buy up everything for pennies on the dollar. That's why they're doing this, sir, and they're doing it incrementally. It's in the Times of London. It's in the Financial Times, where they officially say that they are slowly crashing our economy over time, devaluing the dollar. Okay? And so that's basically the answer to your question. Let's talk to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, welcome, sir, to the airwaves.
Alex, I don't know why you're on Neocon Radio, but the truth has to get out.
Well, I wouldn't call it Neocon Radio. They've got a lot of diverse opinions and views and different types of talk show hosts out of this studio and out of Emmis Communications and Genesis.
Okay, well, two reasons not to vote as a vote against the false paradigm of Democrat versus Republican, which is both the same thing.
Yes.
I think when you don't have a third-party candidate, a real viable candidate, I think you have to not vote, and also by not voting, it's a vote against the electronic voting machine.
Well, I hear you, but we need to fight those machines and make sure that the fraudulent nature of them be changed, that there is a paper record, that they not be secretive and not have. I mean, it's admitted that it's a fraud, okay? It's not a mistake. They're running scams. It's as old as votes. That people have been cheating, you know, 2,500 years ago in Greece they were cheating. Okay, with the votes, with black stones and white stones in a bucket. A quick program note, I'm going to be at the Waterloo Records and Video on 6th and, well, it's right there downtown, right by the Whole Foods. I'm going to be down there 5 to 6:30 on 6th and Lamar, coming up on Halloween. For an hour and a half, giving a speech and signing Terror Storm. My new film is going to be in stores nationwide. I mean Barnes & Noble end caps. I mean Virgin Records. I mean thousands of stores. Terror Storm is going to be in stores nationwide. So please, people all over the country, get out there, buy it in the stores, support it, give it as a Christmas present. Terror Storm will be available nationwide starting October 31st in most stores in the country. It is very exciting. I apologize to Pam in Northwest Austin. Pam, we just go to calls in order. Call me back next Sunday, and I will go to you first, okay? I'm really sorry. I'm sorry to others. And go to PrisonPlanet.com and watch Terror Storm for free via Google Video. It's up in the top 100. Please pass the link around to everybody. Terror Storm, my new film, proving government-sponsored terror. All right, have a great week. Be safe out there. Take care.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
When making